Today we are a bit late to start the talk, but I hope you people won't mind, because on account of certain unavoidable circumstances, I was not to be here at 7. I gave about 4 talks already. First was on meditation, very important subject. Second was about spirituality, what is called spirituality, what we people generally know, and what is the true spirituality. Then came up the question of master. Who is really a master? The definition given by the masters in their scriptures, they were just put before you, and what they gave. That was the third talk. Fourth talk was that God or the kingdom of God is within you, how to rise above it. So it was explained last night that 10 doors are the man body, 9 are appearing, 2 eyes, 2 nose, nostril, 2 ears, mouth, 2 underneath. These are the open to the sense world. We have to rise above it, go back to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eye. So all these subjects have been assumed me, what we generally would not like to hear, because it is a question of dying. We see everyone as a matter of course to die someday. Man, bird or beast, rich or poor, healthy or diseased, young or old. There is no escape from death. How to conquer death, that was the point also. First the subject was how to meditate, how to withdraw our attention from all outside to know ourselves. That is important. First motto given by all masters, man know thyself. Second, what we take generally, what is spirituality, we mistake spirituality with isms, exotic side of the religion, social body, whereas it is not. It is purely a subject of self-analysis, to know oneself and to come in contact with God, which is controlling us in the body and controlling all creation. This was the subject. Who they are, what they are, then what they give. They just now we are identified with you. Outward faculties, mind and body and outward world so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. Their first work is to raise them up from the physical body into the door of death through which man passes at the time of death. So this is what they do, and open the door next after that. We have to, how to access into the beyond. For that it is plain we have to twice born, we have to be reborn, and we have to learn to die so that we may begin to live. These things were explained to you day before yesterday. Yesterday it was laid down how the soul is the seat of the soul in the body. When it comes up, the angle of vision of the whole world is changed. You find what you are, how you come in contact with that. Now in continuation, it is in last talk, very brief. Time won't permit us to lengthen it. The only point is now that we have to after all leave body. No exception to the rule. So, lost enemy that we have to conquer is death. How to conquer death? To conquer death means you must learn how to die. And what is death? It is withdrawing of our attention from all outside, from the body below, rise up to the seat of the soul in the body, which is at the back of the eyes. When at the time of death, the eyes are upturned, and then transcend into the beyond. So this is, people ask masters, how the outgoing faculties are inverted, received. And the master told them, look here, better sit and see. Some things cannot be expressed in words, they can be experienced. So what is the, I mean, criterion, what it comes to? He says, when you sit, withdraw your attention from all outside and from the outgoing faculties, the mind is stilled, and intellect also after understanding something, say something, rest for a while, that comes to the seat of the soul in the body at the back of the eyes. Naturally, the outgoing faculties are, attention withdrawn from them. What happens just as it happens at the time of death? Saint Plutarch tells us that those who are initiated into the mystery of the beyond, their soul has the same experience of leaving the body as it has at the time of death. So we find in scriptures, when attention is withdrawn to the seat of the soul in the body, there it will be to penetrate into the beyond. What this process is, it is very delicate. To say, knock at the door, it shall be opened unto you. That's what. Penetrating your whole attention at the seat of the soul into the beyond, that will open the door. So the masters have been referring to this, straight is the gate, and narrow the way to which leadeth to life. Eternal, and few there are that find it. So all other masters, none said, the blind find not the door, which is at the back of the eyes, which leads to the beyond. This is our attention to be withdrawn from outside, that has to knock the door and the door will be open to you. So, all Master tells us, Christ referred to once, behold, I attend, stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice, what will he do? I will open the door, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me. So there, when you read there, the Master is one, as I told you the other day, is not the body, he has got the body to work through, but he has the competency to guide you here and hereafter too. That's the luminous form of the matter. The way Godward, Prophet Muhammad says, way Godward is narrower than hair and sharper than the edge of a razor. Similarly, all others have been just having that experience, they refer to it is like a sword's edge and thinner than a hair's edge. So this is how the soul has to peel down from all outward attachments and enter into the tenth door and touch and into the beyond. Saint Plutarch also said the same thing as I quoted you just now. What at the time you see, those who are initiated into the mystery of the beyond, their soul has the same experience as a man has at the time of death. So you will find we are all afraid of death. Why? For two reasons. One, we do not know to withdraw from the body. So Master tells us, how to rise above body body? They give us a demonstration for the wife. And give a demonstration, as I just referred to you, somebody asked the Master how the out attention or the outgoing faculties will be drawn, inverted. He said, better sit down and have it. So that is matter to be experienced at the time of initiation. For a while, the soul will be drawn from outside, rise above body consciousness, you forget your body, and single eye is open, you see the light of God within you. That's the bread of life and water of life. So entire world is afraid of death, and everyone desires to have endless life. He wants to live here forever. For one reason, that he does not know how to live. If you go to the scriptures, they tell us, at the time of death, as we are not accustomed to leave the body at will, it is just like one is stung by thousand scorpions. How terrible pain you have. That's something compared to that. Prophet Muhammad refers to it as a thorny bush is put into the rectum and dragged through the gullet, mouth. These are some of the similes given to show like that. But the point is, if we learn how to rise above body consciousness, demonstration of which is given at the time of initiation, you leave the body day to day by regular practice with no sting, with no pain whatsoever. So for that, those with the grace of a master learn how to rise above body consciousness, naturally in due course of time they can traverse into the beyond. So master is one whose body works in the world and his soul is the mouthpiece of God, in tune with God. His body appears to be engaged in all the worldly affairs, but whenever he wants, he transcends the body and transcends into the beyond. And also he makes it. Those who come to him have that experience. The very first thing they give is how to rise above body consciousness. By regular practice, they have to rise above body consciousness daily. So fear of death is gone. Because he dies daily, St. Paul said, I die daily. To die daily or taking cross means to rise above body consciousness. Taking cross means that. Go up. In the words of Balaram, we are all in the prison house of the body. If you have to go out of it, outer doors are closed, you cannot run away. Break through the roof of this prison. These are references given just to show how to do it. But how to do it is demonstration given at the time of initiation by the master. So all masters see the scriptures, all they say like that. Those he that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. Losing the life means, you see, while alive you have to die. You have to reborn. You have to be twice born. So this first birth is in the body and the other birth is into the beyond. This is what is demonstrated by the master to those who come to him, and by regular practice they become competent to rise above body consciousness at their will and pleasure. So Guru Nanak said, learn to die 100 times a day, not 100 times. For man who rises above body consciousness daily, he dies daily, what fear is that? And the other reason is why we are afraid of death, because we do not know where to go further. What happens after that? So there is life after that, as that, as sure as death. Macrocosm is in the microcosm. We have got body to work in those planes. Now we work in the physical plane. When we shake off the time of death, the physical body, we have astral body to work in the astral plane. Similarly, causal body, the causal plane, we shake off all these bodies, we reach the true home of the Father, there we get eternal life. So this is all our masters have been teaching and told us. So somebody reported to Prophet Muhammad, is this a death which will take us to the grave? Prophet told them, no, it is not such a death. It is only a death which will take from darkness to light, as sun rises here and rises the other, sets here and rises the other. But similarly, all masters I am referring to that. Most who came up then died because you died. This is also Dalu, saint said, learn to die before you are to die. So the demarcation has been given by the masters at the time of initiation. Who follows it, so all fear of death and no effect of him, and where to go further, he sees what his own self, what is what. So what does it profit a man if he gains the possession of the whole world and loses one's own soul? That's the most important part of the life, man body, in which we can have this experience. Unfortunately, we have got the man body. So, is it possible, that's the question arises, can we really rise above body consciousness? Tulsi saints tell us, yes. Who are saints? Their soul rises above the body consciousness and traverses into the beyond. And also those who sit at their feet, they also give the same experience, and they work 100% up to what they say and follow it, they become, have the same status as of their master. Every saint has its past and every saint has its future. Not only Saint Tuli has referred to it, Mirabai also says. She says, I was wondering how one can rise above body consciousness. Now I see my eyes, I have risen above body consciousness. This Guru Amar Das refers to it. Well, how to, our outgoing faculties are reverted. He says, come and sit and have it. Some things are, can be experienced, not are how the outgoing faculties be down, inverted. He says, the only sign is when you completely withdrawn, your body just as a dead body, you rise above it, then you have an ingress into the beyond and experience of that God power, into expression power, which are two phases, light and sound, like that. So all this is had at the time, at the feet of a master, as I explained to you, who is a master. And what you take? You take, just like world teachers, we are great, I mean, respect for those at whose feet we learn all these things, outward things. But this is something of the beyond, where the world's love is and their diligence starts. So for that reason, master advises, look here, this, man's body that has been given to us, it is a golden opportunity in which we can conquer death. We can go back to the house of our father. This very short-lived. Why are you, this won't last long after you have to leave the body. So this is a golden opportunity if you learn how to leave the body and enjoy beyond and reach the home of your father. This is what the main thing what you have to do. So what is the thing that will give you, I mean, some impetus to go Godward, and that is, you remember, you have to leave the body. If you leave the body, are you ready? What things will go with you? What relations will follow you? Nobody, even this body, which is the first companion, when we enter the body, a world, that also does not go along with us. How can all other things, which have come in our contact, through the man body? So this is the first thing to be ready. That may come at any time. If you are not ready, then the same fate awaits you. So man body is the golden opportunity which we in which we can know how to rise above body consciousness. Here Tulsi, Guru Nanak, Kabir, another say, we rise above body consciousness. Say, Paul say, I die daily, take cross daily. So this is most important, this is the most personal question which affects us, in which nobody else can help us. This man body, you see, in this we are bound to certain extent and free within certain limits. Bound we are as we are to reap the seeds that we have sown as a reaction of the power, on which depends the length of life, on which depends all this prosperity and adversity. Some are coming, some are going. But when a railway line is laid down, train has to run over that. After that you are free to lay down the further line. So man mind is such a station where you can leave, have your way back to God. And that will start by rising above body consciousness at will, which is experienced or demonstrated by a master at the time of initiation. If you practice that regularly, accurately, then you will be comfortably your body that will enjoy the other world. All glory and beauty lies within you. Sweet stories of that you find in scriptures. If we are ready, that's the point. If not ready, then we will have to go. If you know how to rise above body consciousness, it will be easy task. Jai to go there. Kabir says, when people are afraid of hearing the name of death, but I am overjoyed when I hear the name of death, because after leaving body only I can absorb myself with God within me. So those who are identified with the mind in our body and outer world, it is very hard for them to rise above body. But we will have to leave sooner or later, no exception to the rule. The only thing that we have to conquer is that to know how to live there. So Master tells us, those who have this thing in view, that we have to leave someday, it is no bugbear, but no exception to the rule, then we should behave in the world in a way in which we are asked to leave, we should be ready to leave. That's all. And that we can only then when we really, we are given a demonstration how to rise above body consciousness and day to day practice, our angle of vision is changed. We are too much attached to the world outside. This attachment brings us action reaction. If we make the best use of this man body, which is the golden opportunity, have a glimpse of the beyond and somebody to weigh up, give us that demonstration and follow the instructions, we'll be working here and there at our will and pleasure. So Tulsi is very grateful to his master, you see. Why should he not be grateful? The death becomes a matter of joy. The world, angle of vision is changed in the world. He is in the world, yet he is not attached to the world. His boat of life is in the water, but water of the world is not in his boat. He lives in the world, yet quite unaffected by the world of affairs. This is the difference what we have at the feet of the Master. Our angle of vision is changed. We are always ready whenever time. That's called, come, all right, come on, I'm coming. So this is, as I told you, this is the most personal question which you have never cared for. Master has been reading this thing many times, telling me, what does it profit a man if you gain the possession of the world and lose it on your own soul? Those who lose this life, however, Master, losing this life means not leave the world, but just learn to rise above the physical body. And have a session to the beyond. After all, we have to go someday there. Why not have a foothold there now? No secretary you. So along with other work that we are doing in the world as a reaction of the past, that God has united us with sons, daughters, fathers, mothers, other nations, with the flowing pen of God, we should respect them. But that is only paying off debts of the reactions of the past. Future, after all, we have to leave the border. If we are attached to the world, going, we come again where we are attached. If our soul is withdrawn from outside and have a contact with all consciousness within, which is God, into expression power, naturally, where will go? To the feet of the Father. This is the basic teaching given by all masters throughout. And this is the most important part of it, and we have ignored practically. We simply read scriptures, with which these scriptures give only what is life, what is death, who we are, what connection we have got with the body, after all which we have to leave the body, there is no escape from the death. But we never care for it. So what Tulsi thinks of his master, and anybody who has got this benefit, he will think in that way. He says, my all hopes are in my master, I have faith in my master, I am waiting to see him just as one bird is there, you see, who sees the drop of oil which falls from the heaven in the morning. So, have love for your master. Love for the master means what for? He will tell you how to rise above body consciousness. As you think, so you become. The God in him helps all others to rise above body consciousness, and if you just as you think, so you become. So he says, have love for the master, just like a chikor is a bird which always looks to the moon rising. It goes on overhead till the other side, and that bird does not dare to turn his face to look at the back. He says, go on, his head, his beak touches the land, back side. That will be constant remembrance of the God, of the God in man. God is him, of course. So this love will give you as you think so you want. Therefore, the love of the master is the basic teaching for development. That's the bread of life. That's the water of life. Their souls are intoxicated with God. They are the mouthpiece of God. Those eyes are through which God sees through the world, through them to the world, radiates. So this is what is God, the love of the Master. The more you have, if you love me, keep my commands, this is what Christ said. So if you get such a blessing at the feet of some competent person like that, you rise above body consciousness. Your single eye, inner eye is open to see the God into expression power, light of him and the sound principle. That is way back direct to Absolute God. How thankful can we to such a great person? But such like masters meet only with the grace of God. Only God descends his grace. He brings him in contact with somewhere where he is manifest. He is born the same way as we are. Of course, they never claim we are gods. They tell us we are sent by God. God's grace is working through us, but credit goes to him, not to us. This I explained to you the day before yesterday. What is the matter? So he says, we should have love of the Master. As you think, so you become. So love gets what you say, the same form. You see, even two love sword of love is stuck between two hearts, they become one. Outer sword, when it is stuck against anything that turns into two parts, you see. So love of God, for that where God is manifest, we have that love is for love of God. And to follow him is to what you obey the message sent by God through them. So that, you see, symbols of which we have got all outside in the temples, in the churches, in the mosques and other holy places, the symbols of light and sound. They are only symbols given that such like sound, such like light is within you. So body is the true temple of God, but you have to withdraw your attention from all outside and from the body below, just reach to the seat of the soul in the body which is at the bhai, which is just practically dying while alive, then you have got to transcend beyond. This is, I will talk by all masters. So for that, such like saints and masters, they manifest. Kabir was born in the house of Viva. Ravidas born in the house of Ekanda. Jesus was born in the house of a carpenter. This is so, something like that. So there's no question, some is high or low. It is not necessarily only you come in the house of priests or the Brahmins or Pandits, you see. Very manifest, you see, light is light, everybody will run up to him. So that light which is manifested is the same. So if we learn just at the feet of such a master to withdraw from outside, open the single eye or third of the Shivdeta within us, daily with eyes, and that light and sound picture directed to beyond stages by stages to the tomb of the Father, where we once emanated our life same cycle. So we have got the man body with the golden opportunity in which we can go back to our home. No other body. This body is had at the It's a great blessing from God, but if you have yearning for this God within you, so God makes arrangement to bring you in contact with somewhere where you can be united to the God which is already within you by withdrawing outside. So we sometimes think, had we were born in the time of Christ, or time of Nanak, or Kabir, or Prophet Muhammad, we would have been very fortunate. So that power works throughout, you see. One bulb is fused, the other is put on. That work of God goes on from pole to pole. As it is to carry on the mission of God. It takes work from anybody. It is His gift. So, how can we meet that? That's the point. Our eyes are closed. How can we catch anybody whose eyes are open? That's the only thing, the man who has got open eyes, he comes round and places hand on him. Welcome on, dear friend. So this arrangement is made by God when their heart is crying for Him, you see. He is the very controlling power in the man body. He sees this child cannot live without me. He makes some arrangement to bring him in contact with somewhere where he can be is attaching, can be drawn from outside and from the body below and give a contact with him, with the God in his present power, which is light and sound. If you come in contact with that, that will lead you to the place from where it emanated, the actual God. So, God's rays work where? When you see any hot yearning for it, then what is the criterion outside? How to judge? Kabir says, how can you judge? This world is full of masters. Christ also gave a warning. Beware of the false prophets. They come as sheeps or something like that. They are ravening wolves. So criterion how to judge outside and how to judge inside, there are two criteria, Kabir said. First of all, who sees and also give us something to see. He doesn't say, wait on, you'll have it after death, and do this for a year, two, three. No, he gives you a sitting very first day, gives you a demonstration, little or more, to withdraw your attention from outside, raise you up above the body consciousness, open the inner eye, you see the light of God. This is what they require. He said, then this is all right. What is the outer thing from which we can judge? He says, first of all master says, who earn their own livelihood and stand on their own legs. They don't live on the donations by the those who come to them. This is the first thing. Guru Nanak said so, Kabir says so, Prophet Muhammad says so. You must earn his livelihood by the sweat of brow, honest means. The first thing. Second thing is, he does not like show. Some people walk on the road with umbrellas overhead, with flower garlands around their neck, and shouting people, blessed God, great is our Guru, like that. He does not like the show. And he lives on his own earning. So you can find somebody like that, then go to him, please give us something. And if he sees something, he will make you see what Christ said and others said. I have come to those who do not see, see. They open the inner eye, the single eye, to see the light of God. If he can give you some demonstration of it, then take him as your senior man for the present. When you find him outside and inside also helping you into the beyond, you can call him anything you like. They are the messengers of God, you might say. God takes work from them, work from them. Because teacher of a man is a teacher, should be a man. So, this is what I referred to the other day. Prophet Muhammad says, when he made man, he put seals on his eyes and ears. Then he comes around, Maulana Rum says, in the form of man, unseal those seals. Now when we go to a master, you see, we close our eyes, we see darkness. When he gives us a sitting or initiation, what is called, then that darkness is removed and he sees light. And they say, when don't believe in the word of a master, if you don't see for your own self what is what, maybe little or more. So you find the outer thing, he lives on his own earning. But he lives on the earnings of others, well, master do not define that. The other is, he is not propagandist. He simply, simple life, simple way of things, simple heart, from the simple heart go to the minds which are pure. So these things are not necessarily bound to the only learned people. If a man is learned well and good, all degrees, all learning is like a garland of flowers around the practical man, He will place things before you in so many ways, quoting references here, there and everywhere. But those who are not having any degrees of learning outside, they will show you the same thing, explain the same thing from their vocabulary which is at the Kama. Mullah Shahwale went to his master. He was a gardener. He was placing certain plants here there. He asked him, "Well, master, how can you know about?" "Well, very easy. Just withdraw your attention from here and place it there. After all, what it is? Is it withdrawing your attention from all outside and from the body below? It is all feet of this attention, thought. When you bring it to the seat of the soul, it can knock the door and open it, and the other side, Christ stands and God power stands, all right, I'll suffer you." So these are not matter of exaggeration, these are facts. Pity it is these things are not put before the public. Possibly it is though they do not understand themselves. So this is what we can have in the man body, you see. So such a man, meet such like person with the grace of God, he can derive the full benefit of the man body. So you see, my 4 or 5 talks were only on this subject, which is the basic teachings of all masters. I have not been able to quote all references, but in the short talks I have to give, I have given what little I know, come to know. And practically what that is known or explained, that people are having it at the time of meditation hour. Those new and old, all. So initiation means only giving demonstration how to rise above body consciousness, open the single eye or third eye within the to see the God into expression power, its two phases, light and sound. This is the way back direct to action of God from where it emanated. This I had with the grace of God by parallel study of scriptures and by sitting at the feet of my master, Baba Swami Singh Maharaj. He gave me a demonstration of this for which I was anchored for years. And he gave me the little thing, "Sit down, have it." And with his grace, people are having it even now. So this is the most important, what I have come to know. I hope it will appeal to everybody. Remain where you are, no change required in your social life. Man is a social being, he must have somebody to live in. If you break one, you will have to form another. There are already more than 700. Social body is which you keep, which you leave. So first step is all right. The purpose of joining those special bodies is to know God, have the beatific vision of God. And for that, we should have true living. Ethical life is stepping down to spirituality. You may have any labels, all the same you are man. You have the man body, not man. You have got the man body, you are in soul body, your conscious entity. The drop of the ocean of all consciousness. So the masters come and say, "Oh soul, this is not your place. Your home is where it is all consciousness. Why have you forgotten your home?" God sends messengers, you might say, any word you like, in which he manifests to guide back children back to their homes. This I have placed before you in these 5 talks and in interviews also, in meditation hours also. It is for you to consider calmly where you stand. I think myself, that is the most personal question. We have to leave the body, we know how to leave the body, no fear of death. He'll hail death to come, all right, you see. You see, these masters come here, they are separated from home to child, lead the child humanity back to their homes. They do not assume me at heart or don't want to remain here, but they are bound to carry out these orders. But any moment they would like to go back. And all masters, I say, go. When you think I have left your body, you are carrying my dead body on the shoulder, don't. What you say? Marry me, dear Vasi Yoga. I have gone back to my home. Hail, hail me. I have got my life successful. Guru Nanak said the same thing. Baba Jan Singh said the same thing. I am now going home, don't stop me. Our master used to say, some months before, well, I have to go home, you see, make the best good of it. During the illness days, he told me, all the people even now do something if they can. So this is the master. They want to go home, you see. But they are all also under order. They have to carry out the work of taking back home. So I may thank you for your patient hearing today, yesterday, 3, 4, 5 talks. I have got no ism. Isms are all right. To be born in temple is good. But the purpose for which we are born, if that is not attained, then it is just that will create trouble, narrow-mindedness, bigotry. To be born in a temple is good, but rise above to the one universal truth. God is one, mankind is one, our soul is of the same essence as God, no high, no low. If you come to that understanding, see that from that level all these troubles or fights are fighting through it. The other day somebody told me, how can there be peace? I told him, remain their isms and rise above them for the purpose for which they attend that ism. It does not mean that they form another ism. No. Remain there at the first step for the purpose to know God. And to know God, we must know ourselves. Knowing ourselves means a practical self-analysis of self from the body and how to be better. So thank you all of my for your patient hearing, what I've come to know, for this will show you. I have written some books on the subject, quoting scriptures, all scriptures of the East and West, with no rights reserved, because it's a gift of God I've come to know. So I most probably after tomorrow during the day I'll be leaving for the other station. I'll carry my sweet remembrance of you all and pray God may take you back home. That's all I can say, the best wishes I can have for all of you.
Please bless us, Maharaji, for 3 or 4 minutes of silent blessing.